From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At sundown Monday local time, the latest agreement aimed at halting the fighting between Syrian government and the rebel forces goes into effect. The agreement also promotes the end of President Bashar al-Assad's rule, Assad's rule, that is, over the country. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he sees obstacles.
Just getting this plan for cessation of hostilities to start is going to be quite difficult. We saw how difficult it was despite limited success of the cessation of hostilities back in February. And it's hard to initiate it. It's hard to maintain it without any sort of apparent mechanism to ensure compliance on either side.
The deal was negotiated between the United States, which backs the rebels, and Russia, which has sided with Assad's government. Like most of the previous ceasefire efforts, this one starts with a small 48-hour timeline. Afghan security forces Monday killed two armed suicide bombers to end a two-hour siege at a main hospital in the southern city of Kandahar. Authorities say the suspects in suicide vests entered the hospital and opened fire on security guards. A spokesman told VOA no patients or hospital staff were harmed. So far, no one has claimed responsibility. Though, suspicion fell on the Taliban because Kandahar is known as the birthplace of the Islamist insurgency. Just 2 days after North Korea's nuclear test, Korea's defense ministry is warning that Pyongyang could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The warning comes as U.S. and South Korean defense officials met Monday, condemning North Korea's latest nuclear test. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un considers nuclear weapons to be tools of survival for his regime. This is VOA News. The health of U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has apparently moved to the forefront, or rather of all the candidates, following an incident involving her on Sunday. She's off the campaign trail for the next couple of days, recovering from pneumonia. Clinton's campaign revealed her diagnosis late Sunday, after earlier in the day she unexpectedly left a 9/11 observance after complaining of not feeling well. On video, she appeared to stumble and was helped by security as she got into an SUV and was driven to her daughter's apartment in New York. A time later, she emerged to face reporters.
How are you feeling, everybody?
Feeling great. Feeling great.
What happened?
It's a beautiful day in New York.
Clinton's doctor said she had become overheated and dehydrated but was recovering nicely. Her rival, Republican Donald Trump, who previously questioned Clinton's stamina to be president, told Fox News that he hopes Clinton gets well soon. Trump said he plans to release details of his recent physical exam. Clinton and Trump square off in their first debate in 2 weeks. Investigators in the U.S. state of Florida suspect a fire was set at a mosque where Orlando massacre shooter Omar Mateen prayed and worshipped.
Evidence has revealed that this fire was set intentionally. Videotape captured an individual approach the east side of the building here. Immediately after the individual approached, a flash occurred and the individual fled the area. The sheriff's office is currently investigating this as an arson.
The official said they plan to soon release the video in hopes that someone might recognize the individual seen near the mosque. Mateen killed 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando back in June in an hours-long assault before police raided it and killed him in a shootout. He was known to worship at the Fort Pierce Mosque, and Monday is the beginning of a religious holiday, and the festival had to be moved because of the fire at that mosque in Fort Pierce. A human rights group says it has found evidence of huge war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders, including the heads of the two sides in the country's civil war. Findings from a report released Monday in Washington accused South Sudan President Salva Kiir and former Vice President Riek Machar and South Sudanese generals of stealing millions of dollars from the state's coffers since 2005, when a peace agreement that paved the way for the South's independence from Sudan was signed. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.